afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. You know, folks, there's just not enough hours in the day here. I went back in, as I mentioned to you the other day, and I was able to retrieve the Pedagate report that I had worked on over the weekend. We got it out yesterday after my show, and I spent a couple hours adding and finalizing the report. And then I went out last night, and I Ubered until very late. I got into my computer this morning, only to find all that I had added was missing, without any time to redo it. So what I'm going to do is simply share with you what I do have. Then I'm going to play a few clips regarding the subject, a subject, by the way, that I plan on hammering until justice is done in this matter. It's not only about Pedagate, but it's about reports I have touched on over the past few weeks regarding the Clintons. And I'm going to continue to cover this, as it is extremely important to expose this. Mysterious deaths, pedophilia, child trafficking, underage sex slaves, snuff films, really ugly stuff here, folks. And the more I dig into the subject, the more it makes sense to me that the real reason the deep state is fighting so hard to oust Donald Trump from office is that they know that he knows their very dark secret, a secret that has surfaced from time to time over the years, including but not limited to the Franklin cover-up way back in 1989, and even more recently the Jimmy Savile thing over in the UK. And Mueller and Russiagate has proven to be nothing more than a diversion, as Mueller hasn't uncovered a shred of evidence suggesting that Trump had anything to do with any Russian meddling at all. We have seen, however, a few suspicious deaths during this ordeal, including but not limited to Seth Rich, of whom the D.C. police has all evidence, including body cams, under lock and key, Sean Lucas, who served a lawsuit on the DNC and mysteriously wound up dead a short time later, and then we can't disinclude Baron Wiesnant, who happened to wash up on Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district shores while investigating immigration/visa fraud. Likely documented evidence that being connected either directly or indirectly to the Awan brothers, all of this happening under the radar as we continually listen to the sound of crickets chirping in the prostitute mainstream media. Now, I was perusing through volumes of info over the weekend, and I found a few tidbits that gave even more credence to the fact that the high-level elites will stop at nothing to prevent their Achilles heel from being exposed. Now, more on that in a bit, but first I want to share with you a little bit of my weekend experience. I was out Ubering over the weekend, specifically last Friday and Saturday night, and as always, you know, I try to weave into the conversation that I'm a talk show host. Now, I do so as most times it gives rise to a stimulating conversation. It's not an ego thing. It's just that I like to get people talking. And over this past weekend, however, interspersed between the daily research I was doing on Pedagate, I decided to pose the question to a number of Uber riders and ask them what they thought of this ongoing Trump-Russia collusion investigation. And to my surprise, in my subtle yet probative style, I found every conversation, whether they were Republican or Democrat, liberal, it doesn't matter, okay? They were pretty much of the same mindset. And that mindset being, move on, we're tired of it, and they know there's nothing there. Now, I'm talking about, you know, the sheeple, folks, people that aren't awakened as we are. I'm just talking about everyday run-of-the-mill, you know, factory workers, professional people, whatever. And I also noted that even there was two couples that by their admission had voted for Hillary Clinton. They were, to say the least, positive about Trump's accomplishments through his first year in office. Not to mention that both couples were sickened by the actions that they were seeing in their own party. I found that positive, actually, you know, not to mention the fact that the Republicans or the Democrats have nothing going for them. They're broke. They can't, they have no platform. They have no, you know, leader. They have nobody of which to try to put up against the Republican establishment. Not to say that the Republicans are any better than the Democrats. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying they have totally lost their way and they have exposed themselves for who they are. Now, some excerpts of which I'm now going to expound. As we know, there are those who believe that if the deep state is allowed to succeed in its effort to oust Donald Trump, the people who both voted for and support Donald Trump may just take to the streets in outrage and civil unrest and may just do everything in their power to attempt to restore this country to its cognitive, rational, and hopefully constitutional senses. And those of us who have been around long enough to recall a saner day, one of which there, yes, may have been corruption, but it was more covert and at least allowed us the wherewithal to think, even if wrongly so, that all in all, this country, though not perfect, was the example for the rest of the world. Folks, this country has been perverted. And the deep state knows it, as they have been the mechanism to orchestrate it. It's there, well, as George Carlin would say, and I'll add, it's a big Luciferian club, and you're not in it. Well, folks, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in it. And I don't think Donald Trump does either. I do believe that, like him or hate him, Donald Trump, unlike them, does believe in America, as naive as he may be on foreign policy. And in hearing his State of the Union address, I do believe Donald Trump does indeed want to restore economic growth, infrastructural repair. He is a builder, by the way. So it would only make sense. And safety in this nation from the criminal, illegal, slash refugee standpoint. Now, that said, when people fight him domestically, tooth and nail, and I'm talking about people on both sides of the aisle, folks, they fight him on issues that are clearly in the best interest of the American people. What does that tell us? Now, one has to step back and ask, what's really going on here? Now, likely naively, Trump early on tried to surround himself with some establishment people within the deep state, bankers and such, which are Wall Street people, which he likely thought he'd be able to maybe pull over to his side and get things done. But instead, these people turned against him. They leaked to the press. Reince Priebus is a big leaker. They have done everything in their power to obstruct everything he's tried to do. And we have this clown, this fixer, this choker, Robert Mueller, who is the dirtiest of dirty. This guy was, you know, this guy was the FBI director in 9/11. I mean, this guy covered up evidence of the participation of Saudi intelligence in 9/11. This guy's done so many things. He's part of the establishment. Now, this guy was appointed by Rod Rosenstein, who for the past almost a year has spent upwards of $15 million of taxpayer money, to no avail, by the way, trying to find anything to connect Trump to Russia. And then, when nothing is found, he wants to expand the investigation into Trump's finances, going all the way back to the early 2000s, long before, folks, Trump even considered a run for the presidency. Not to mention both his associates and confidants like Paul Manafort, hoping that they'll be able to put the screws to Donald Trump. Manafort, not the only one, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who was forced to resign when Mueller went after him for alleged inappropriate contact with the Russians. Now this, folks, as we know, has been nothing but a comedic witch hunt. But if my investigative discernment proves right, this hopefully will backfire. I do not believe, by the way, that Trump and Mueller are really conducting a, quote, sting operation, as Liz Crokin has written, as I believe Mueller to be nothing more than a dirty, corrupt player in the deep state game. Covering up for the crimes of 9/11, he's friends with Comey. They're best buddies, folks. I could go on, but in the essence of time, I'm going to leave that for another day. Now, what I do believe to be the reason why these criminals are being very careful as to their approach in this matter is information that Trump possesses that they cannot afford to be made public. Now, there was a tweet sent out by Roger Stone back on August 5th, I believe, 2017, about the deep state, about General Michael Flynn, and the pedophile ring operating out of Washington, D.C. And that tweet stated, "General Flynn has a list of high-level pedophiles, the release of which will decimate the deep state dons." Now, this reverts back to why I believe that this indeed is the reason why they are doing everything in their power to oust Trump, as he, with information of that magnitude, he indeed has the power, if used, to drain the swamp. Now, let's take a moment and look back at a bit of intel. A former CIA agent stated that General Michael Flynn was ousted from the White House after obtaining an Inner Circle Beltway pedophile list, naming high-level politicians who belong to the Washington, D.C. pedophile ring. And by the way, this is according to Robert David Steele, former CIA agent. Now, whether you believe him or not, it's another story, folks. I don't want to go there. I listened to John's show yesterday, and I heard John say he won't put any of these people up on the air. Okay, that's fine. They're spooks. You know, you have to kind of discern what they say. But Flynn was actually fired after he obtained a list of names, some of whom the FBI were actively investigating in connection to the Pizzagate scandal, and one of whom was Vice President Mike Pence's best friend, Senator Jeff Flake, from right here in Arizona, where I live. And Steele went on to tell that there were locations, not only in Washington, D.C., but in Saudi Arabia, where children are not only ordered, but trafficked to high-placed politicians operating in the Capitol, according to Robert David Steele. Now, Donald Trump is our chance to take down the deep state. I am convinced that Donald Trump is aware of this information. Now, the good guys, if any, in the intelligence community were able to stop Hillary Clinton from rigging the vote electronically like she did to Bernie Sanders, which, by the way, likely led to the murder of both Seth Rich and John Lucas. Former CIA head John Brennan committed treason by telling lies intended to overturn the Electoral College. Now, John Brennan is the highest paid agent of Saudi Arabia. And so, I have to assume Brennan is likely to be on Flynn's list and should be under FBI investigation. So, the question is posed, why is he not? Well, as we know, based upon actions of many of the higher-ups in the FBI, included but not limited to former FBI Director Comey, Rosenstein, and Andrew McCabe, I would have to suspect that all of the above are on Flynn's list. Reince Priebus, who was an enabler and a cover-upper of pedophilia and part of the reason he was replaced as Chief of Staff, it was likely because of that. Now, folks, pedophilia is an elite privilege, and for the Democrats, it seems to be an acquired taste And by the way, let us not forget John Podesta. In reading his leaked emails, do you notice that, you know, there was all this hubbub about the emails, but it was never mentioned in mainstream media what was in them. It was just that they were stolen, and they debunked that because they were stolen, right? But nobody in mainstream media ever even touched what was in them. So in reading John Podesta's leaked emails that Julian Assange, thankfully, you know, allowed us to have a look at, John Podesta is a poster boy for what's transpiring under the radar here, folks. And John Podesta, being Hillary's campaign advisor, and also, by the way, Bill Clinton's former chief of staff, his email exposures regarding spirit cooking, you know, with Maria Abramovich, a really bizarre collection of art in his home, including a bronze statue resembling a headless corpse of which the exact pose was found in Jeffrey Dahmer's home after the corpse was decapitated, along with both his grotesque in-home art gallery and protection of James Alefantis of Comet Pizza fame, it causes a sane person to lean back and ponder the phrase, "You are who you associate with." And John Podesta, both a Clinton former chief of staff and the campaign advisor for the Clintons? Really? Okay. And by the way, not to leave out, I ran across another little snippet, which, by the way, I lost. I don't know how this is happening when I put all this stuff in here, and then I go to get it out, and it's gone. And it's I tried to recover it this morning, and it's gone. But I ran across another interesting snippet back in 2009, where, remember how Bill Clinton interceded down in Haiti and got Laura Silsby a reduced sentence? They changed the charge, and instead of a felony, it went to a misdemeanor. Well, he did the same thing for another couple of reporters that were working out of a now defunct news agency in San Francisco, who were also affiliated with Oprah Winfrey, two Korean girls that were there was a picture that I ran across with these two Korean girls that were eating pizza with a little 9-year-old girl. They were arrested over in Korea, and Bill Clinton interceded in that case back in 2009. And by the way, this is in North Korea they were arrested. How did Clinton manage to go into North Korea and make a deal with Kim – it was either Kim Jong-il, I don't remember when he died, or Kim Jong-un, and got those girls released? The report that they were supposedly doing by this now defunct news agency out of San Francisco was on – child trafficking. What a coincidence. Now, getting back to this, I mean, this is, the more I look into this, the weirder it gets, folks. Now, I don't want to just cast the light on the Democrats. The Republicans and the elite in banking are really the ones who have made pedophilia a big league thing. There are both Saudi Arabian and D.C. restaurants with basements where you can order children off the menu. And D.C. pedophilia is, I believe, the Achilles heel. And Donald Trump has figured that out. He's been tipped off. He's got the goods on him. Now, General Flynn did not get fired because he called the Russians. He got fired because he had the arrogance to think that he could tell both Mattis and Tillerson what to do. And not only that, but Flynn really ticked off Vice President Pence. Flynn's call that got him into trouble included a conversation about a list of high-level pedophiles.
Or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hear no music. Oh, okay. All right, I'm back, folks. There's no lead-in music, evidently. Okay, well, let me get back to this. Now, like I said, Flynn really ticked off Vice President Pence because Flynn's call that got him into trouble included a conversation about a list of high-level pedophiles inside the United States, one of whom just happened to be Vice President Pence's best friend, Jeff Flake, the Arizona senator here. Flynn did not tell Pence about the list or that his best friend was on it. Pence found out about it from the deep state. The NSA has been spying on all of our politicians with impunity, and the CIA is leaking highly classified information as part of a political and a military coup against Donald Trump. So back to the Roger Stone tweet. Stone said that the tweet was based on his own substantial research. Stone, and I quote, "The idea that is promulgated by the mainstream media that pedophilia is non-existent is less than false. In fact, a certain strata of society in both the United States and Europe, many of the elites are engaging in pedophilia and sex trafficking of children. There has been some documented sex trafficking from the nation of Haiti in the wake of the earthquake there. There is sex trafficking by the government installed and abetted by Bill and Hillary Clinton there. Also, a number of high-level officials around the Clintons, both in her campaign and in his White House, are active pedophiles," unquote. Now, General Flynn, Stone is led to believe, has the list of known pedophiles that was provided to him by international sources in the Netherlands. And according to some, that is indeed Flynn's ultimate protection for the deep state, being thus far prevented from taking either Flynn or Trump down. Now, there is no evidence of any illegal activity being carried out by General Flynn. And further, according to Stone, and again, I quote, "Those who say he lobbied for Turkey and he failed to register and disclose are incorrect. By law, a lobbying contract held by a former general would have to be filed in two places. One, in the House of Representatives, and the other with the State Department Office of Foreign Agent Registration. And in this case, Flynn filed with the House, but he failed to file with the State Department. And if he were trying to hide something, he would have never filed anywhere. It was simply an inadvertent legal mistake and could have easily been remedied with an amended filing under the Foreign Agent Registration Act. So, it's much ado about nothing. Simply an attempt to discredit Flynn because the elites and those engaged in pedophilia along with sex trafficking know that he's got the goods on him, unquote. Now, also, according to Roger Stone, Manafort has been indicted, and Mueller's dream is to have Manafort bear false witness against Trump. Robert Mueller wants Manafort to lie and claim that he was in league with the Russians and that Trump knew all about it. But the problem with that is, it's completely false, and Manafort is not going to lie. He's behind Trump. He has no intention of testifying against him or saying the thing that the government wants him to say. Now, is this not typical, folks? The early morning raid against Manafort was an outrage and an extreme overreach of power. Paul Manafort had complied with everything requested to give him, and all Mueller would have had to have done is to ask for whatever documents Manafort had, and he would have turned them over. Tantamount to the Malheur trial, in which Navarro, Judge Navarro, wanted the defendants shackled in the courtroom, interestingly, Manafort's law firm, representing Manafort, Wilmer Hale, is indeed the same law firm that Mueller just left to become the special counsel. Therefore, when Mueller's former law partners assured him that there were no more documents, he ignored them. Now, folks, does this sound like a man conducting a secret sting operation in collusion with Donald Trump, according to Liz Crokin? Does he think his own former law partners are liars? Does he think that they're going to perjure themselves? Mueller's coaching of former... Oh, I hear the music coming up. Okay, music's back. We'll take the bottom of the hour break. Be back in three, Michael, or maybe four or five. Be back. Stick with me. More to come, folks.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, getting back to this, Mueller's coaching of former FBI Director James Comey, a man who perjured himself, by the way, in front of the House Intelligence Committee when the FISA court documented vast surveillance under Obama was revealed and Comey tried to cover it up. Mueller coached Comey on his testimony. Mueller also interviewed for the job of FBI director the day after Comey was fired and was passed over for the job. So it could be construed that there was a bit of animosity towards Trump by Mueller from passing him over, though I'm not really sure about that. I'm thinking that there are term limits of which Mueller had already exceeded. But according to Roger Stone, and I have a tendency to agree, if there is an illegitimate attempt to remove Donald Trump from office, if Mueller trumps up phony charges, there will be mass bloodshed and violence like you've never seen, folks. The American people will not stand for it. And it will be open season on career politicians who lie and violate their oaths of office in trying to undo the last election. Now, I want to also remind you, I'm going to have Dan play a clip here in just a few minutes. It's a long one, but it's going to kind of encompass what I've been talking about over the past few weeks. This was tweeted out by Andrew Breitbart on February 4th, 2011. I quote, "How prog guru John Podesta isn't a household name as world-class underage sex slave op cover-upper defending unspeakable dregs escapes me." 25 days after that tweet, Andrew Breitbart is dead. What did he know? Now, I want you to listen closely to this overview of Clinton. And some of this that is included, I've reported over the past few weeks. So, Dan, with that, go ahead and play that clip.
James Comey, why did he call up Hillary's investigation again? Why, oh why, would he do such a thing? James wasn't serious about Hillary's case at all. The whole thing was a facade, a lie, meant to distract from what really happened the night of November 6th. All that ran across media headlines was that Hillary was exonerated from her email scandal again, that Anthony Weiner and Huma's 650,000 emails revealed nothing substantial. But as it turns out, the whole story was a distraction. Comey sent a note to Congress on November 6th, telling them that he had closed Hillary's case. CNN subsequently ran huge headlines celebrating this decision. At nearly the same time on November 6th, something else happened. WikiLeaks posted a link to a new batch of files, over 8,000 of them. They called this the DNC 2 leak, and it quickly began trending on Twitter. But not a hint of it was ever heard on the mainstream media. There was a blackout. This was followed by a DDoS attack. For the first time in years, WikiLeaks' website went down into the morning hours of November 7th. Other websites that repost WikiLeaks, including Twitter, 4chan, and Reddit, also went down. When Twitter was eventually restored, DNC2 was taken off the trending hashtags, as though somebody had manipulated it. This led a technology contributor to the website Heavy.com to suggest that Twitter was in on the DDoS, a clear attempt to stop DNC2. Remember, just a week before the election, WikiLeaks promised to release the phase 3 of their campaign, exposing Hillary Clinton.
Former Wall Street Journal editor James Stewart describes some of the happenings around Foster's office in his book called Blood Sport. Quote, there were a flurry of phone calls the next morning. Susan Thomas's spoke to Hillary in Little Rock from 7:57 to 8 a.m. Then had Nussbaum page just a minute later, leaving a phone number at the Washington Hotel where she was staying. When he reached her, she asked, well, what are you doing and why are you doing it this way? And when he explained his approach, she said, it sounds fine to me. Death of Vince Foster. Did he have in his possession papers that could have impacted the Whitewater investigation? How was the suicide note missed? In the minds of some, these questions may have provided a motive for foul play.
Before I go through the intelligence email that suggests Hillary was behind the murders of Vince Foster and others, let me give you a background. WikiLeaks has revealed more than 5 million files that were hacked from a global intelligence firm called Stratford. Stratford has been called a shadow CIA with close ties to Hillary Clinton. In this post, a journalist and intelligence expert, Wayne Madsen, claims that Hillary's private server was the tip of a huge iceberg. That her email scandal was only the beginning of uncovering a huge international criminal operation with multiple entities. The news post named Stratford as a major figure in the inner workings of Hillary's syndicate. Since 2012, the highly cryptic language of the Stratford files has not been well understood. But some clarity has come to light after the Podesta emails were released, showing an identical use of terminology. For some reason, Stratford often uses key words like pizza and hot dogs in their secretive emails. They use these words in odd contexts. For example, this email exchange between top Stratford executives is called, quote, get ready for the Chicago Hot Dog Friday. It says, if we get the same waitresses, I'm all for it. The person puts waitresses in quotes. I will be revisiting this word later on in the video. The exchange continues, quote, I think Obama spent about $65,000 of the taxpayers' money flying in the pizza / dogs from Chicago for a private party at the White House not long ago. Assume we are using the same channels? The president of Stratford responds, quote, to celebrate all you hot dogs out there, Eric, you can participate as well. Similar key words were found in the Podesta files. Pizza, hot dog, pasta and cheese are recurrent words that appear. There is compelling evidence that these words could make up a code of child trafficking. Here's an email called Pizza that shows two media reporters with a child in 2009. The same year these two women were arrested in North Korea while reporting on human trafficking. Who came to their rescue? Bill Clinton, of course. And here's another email called Casa Podesta Pizza Party, with one of the attachments featuring Pope Francis, although the quality of the picture makes it difficult to determine if it is authentic. Something very evil is going on. It is an international trafficking operation among the elites. They leave their secrets in plain sight. Back to the Stratford Intelligence Group. Here is another email where Stratford officials discuss a, quote, hot waitress index, using highly sexualized language. In a paragraph, a Stratford official quotes somebody he talks to about recruiting Eastern European women for sex work. The Stratford official refers to these women as waitresses and discusses how much they plan to pay for them. This sounds like the language of human sex trafficking. The term waitress is used to refer to a female slave. It is well known among trafficking organizations that women in Eastern Europe are recruited to the West, often with the promise of jobs as waitresses. And so I ask the question, what on earth is an agency like Stratford? Is it a global intelligence firm, or is it a global trafficking network? And why do they have such close connections to Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation? Now that we have a background for Stratford, let's explore a strange email that suggests without a doubt that Hillary killed Vince Foster and Ron Brown. These intelligence officers discuss Hillary's method of assassination for Ron Brown, who died in a plane crash. They also claim that Brown was, quote, inconveniently talkative. This suggests that Brown had something to share about Hillary, but was murdered before he could speak. This was likely the situation with Foster as well, who many believe was ready to leak highly criminal records linked to Whitewater. Donald Trump tried to mention Vince Foster several months ago, and this brought a firestorm of criticism against him. The worst came from Megyn Kelly of Fox News. Kelly repeatedly mocked Trump for his accusation and called the idea that Hillary murdered Vince Foster crazy and associated with, quote, the craziest portions of the internet.
It's Vince or whether it's Benghazi, it's always a mess with Hillary. And he went on from there. Chris Dierwalt is our Fox News digital politics editor. Chris, good to see you. So he went on to say, I'm not saying it.
But I didn't.
Other right. People are saying that Vince Foster was murdered. I wouldn't say it, but other people are saying that, and that's bad for Hillary.
Very serious, he said, very serious concerns, very fishy, he said. And then he also put the sort of, you can hear the raised eyebrow almost coming in when he says, you know, he knew all of this stuff. He's right in the middle of everything. And then, boom, he commits suicide, huh? And he leaves that hanging. And it is all the way back to 1993. This is the same thing that we heard in 1993. And then, as you pointed out, really three or five investigations, two of them by the special counsels, one that went on for 3 years, Park Police with oversight, checked and rechecked, and suicide was the verdict in each case.
Including Ken Starr, who was behind the investigation into Bill Clinton. I mean, it's like this guy is not a Clinton fan. But just set the stage. So Vince Foster worked with the Clintons. He worked for the Clintons. He helped her become a partner at the Rose Law Firm. So they were friends. And then he killed himself, leaving behind a widow and three kids. And then I've heard this rumor before that somehow she's responsible for his death or she had him murdered. I mean, you know, you go to the craziest portions of the internet, you'll hear anything. Why do people continue to say this?
And that's why people think that they say he was covering something up, or the Clintons were covering something up. He knew and was going to blow the whistle on it. And that's why, says the internet, something more happened.
The internet says one thing, and six investigations, including one by Ken Starr, say something very different, which is the man took his own life and murder had nothing to do with it.
And murder has nothing to do with it, says Megyn Kelly. Unfortunately for Megyn, DNC2 tells us a very different story. A stunning admission from the intelligence community that Hillary was guilty of murdering Vince Foster. Of course, you heard none of this on Fox News, CNN, or Politico. and the Obama administration tried desperately to keep it from the public by ordering a DDoS attack on WikiLeaks just before the election began. DNC 2 was appropriately named. DNC 1 was the result of Seth Rich. Julian Assange never openly acknowledged that Rich was the man behind the leaks, but Assange did very much hint that he was. DNC 2 was about Vince Foster, whose death has eerie parallels to Seth Rich. Both appear to be whistleblowers attempting to expose a large-scale corruption involving Hillary. Both died on July nights while they were alone, and both were murdered. In Seth's case, they tried to claim that he was a victim of a robbery, yet nothing was stolen from him. And in Foster's case, they tried to claim that he killed himself, yet the lead prosecutor, Miguel Rodriguez, claimed that Foster showed evidence of neck injuries that were inconsistent with a suicide narrative. And the media. The media shamed both of these men. They refused to acknowledge their deaths and the clear link to Hillary. Perhaps they, too, live in fear of the Clintons. For we know what happens to those who leak confidential evidence tied to Bill or Hillary. According to John Podesta, those who leak must be made an example of. If anything, DNC 2 provides us with a glimpse of the truth. The intelligence community knew who was behind Vince Foster's death, as I'm sure they know who's behind Seth's. And they're not the only two. Others have died trying to expose Hillary. For example, Dr. Molly McCauley, one of the foremost space policy and energy experts in the world with ties to the DNC and the Clinton Foundation, was killed just 2 days before Seth Rich died, on July 8th of 2016. This WikiLeaks could establish a missing link between McCauley's death and the Clinton campaign. In it, John Podesta discusses extraterrestrial intelligence coming out of a parallel universe. He discusses something called zero-point energy being brought to Earth, and he discusses space war. These are subjects that Dr. McCauley would have been an expert in. Just days before she was killed, Max Byers, a British researcher considered an authority on extraterrestrial life, was killed in Warsaw. There is evidence that Byers was afraid for his life. Some people believe that Byers was planning to divulge confidential information about Hillary Clinton and John Podesta and their knowledge of extraterrestrial life. The family of Byers, however, claimed that his secret information wasn't about aliens, but about an international black magic ring. We have later found out that John and Tony Podesta actively practiced spirit cooking. The MSM tried to protect Hillary by declaring that Marina Abramovich is an artist, but the artist herself claims her cooking is much more than art. This is high-level initiation into a world of occult black magic. Could it be that Hillary's missing 33,000 emails wasn't just about Benghazi, but about a crime syndicate involved in murder, trafficking, pedophilia? Some may believe this is a ridiculous notion, but recall what Wayne Madsen implied. Hillary's server is the tip of an iceberg, one that goes very deep into an abyss. There are thousands of people involved in this. If one person goes down, it has the potential to bring down all the others as well. Is this the election surprise that Julian left for us? He has given the world so much evidence. How is it that the people can continue to ignore it?
All right. Thank you very much for that, Dan. Music will be coming up shortly. We're going to go to a break. I'll comment on that clip when we get back, folks. But I have a couple more to play as well. But there was a lot to be said in there. And a lot of what that lady had to say, I have covered over the past few weeks. So that said, I don't hear the music, Dan. I'm sure the music's supposed to be coming up here. Are we going to a break shortly, Dan? Oh, okay. Well, maybe my clock's off a little bit. But anyway, yeah, folks, there's the music. We'll take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come.
Are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime.
Your host coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Yeah, this entire investigation in 2016, this Comey investigation on Hillary's emails, was nothing more than a distraction. And then on November 6th, Comey came on and announced that they found nothing. I mean, really? All of those hundreds of thousands of Wiener emails they found nothing in? And then on November 6th, when he announced it, WikiLeaks dumps DNC2, the DNC2 leak, and interestingly enough, there was a complete blackout, a DDoS attack that affected Twitter, 4chan, and Reddit. They all went down, and you know who ordered that attack? Barack Obama. It was deliberate because they did not want this information come out. And the information I'm talking about is a plethora of information, folks, involving a lot of things, including Vince Foster's death, also the death of Seth Rich. and the Strat4 files, okay? The Strat4, an intelligence agency, global intelligence or global sex trafficking? Why are these emails in here with these same codes, pizza, hot dogs, waitresses, that the FBI themselves say is code words for pedophilia? Strat4, with close association with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, and taxpayers spending $65,000 on hot dogs? Folks, there's something really, really evil going on here. This is covering an international trafficking ring. And it's not just trafficking. It's pedophilia. It's snuff films. It runs the gamut, folks, and these people are involved. And by the way, let me not forget to mention, remember what I talked about yesterday, Parallel Universes, when I said David Deutsch and what's his name, Jordy, had talked about Parallel Universes and the quantum computers. And this was mentioned again in this clip, okay? Dr. Molly McCauley winds up dead. Dr. Spires, who was going to expose the black magic ring that involved the Clintons, okay, and Podesta, he winds up dead. Molly McCauley, that was the scientist that could have expounded on the parallel universes and the possibility of aliens, or maybe it's Project Weird Clicking Thumps on audio from you. Weird Clicking Thumps, okay. I don't know what that would be, Dan. But anyway, Dr. Molly McCauley, who could have was an expert and could have talked about the quantum computers or could have talked about the possibility of parallel universes. Could this be something that involved Project Bluebeam, which would be a fake alien invasion? I don't know, folks, but I'll tell you what. Those people, John Podesta, with the WikiLeaks email that exposed, those who leak must be made an example of. So all of these people, Seth Rich, Sean Lucas, Dr. Molly McCauley, Dr. Spires, all of these people that possibly could have leaked something that was damaging or derogatory. Let's reconnect at break, okay? Yeah, let's do that, Dan. Break's coming up shortly, and then right at the top of the hour, I will go to John in Tennessee. So, John, hold on there. We'll be back in a few minutes. John in Tennessee. And anyway, all of this stuff is covering up something major. And this whole charade with Mueller and this investigation is nothing more than another cover-up, a scam, a fraud. Top of the hour break coming up. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Stick around. More to come.
I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. Paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.